The Holy Spirit of God is doing the work of God in the world of men. His ministry is twofold, as expressed in John 16, verses 7 through 15. In regards to an unregenerate society, he is convicting people of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. In regards to the family of God, he is revealing Jesus Christ to enable spiritual growth. So each person in the world is touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, let us pursue a study on the convicting work of the Holy Spirit. On what subject does the Holy Spirit deal with men? Jesus said, "When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin." What did Jesus mean in saying the Holy Spirit would convict the world of sin? He meant that the Spirit would enable men to see the error of sin in such a way as to produce a deep sense of personal sinfulness. Such an understanding of personal wrong is necessary before a person will turn to God for forgiveness. So God's will is that each sinner should realize his spiritual condition, turn from sin to Christ Jesus, and be forgiven. Now that is why the first appeal of the Holy Spirit to the unregenerate is to enable him to understand his need of Christ because of personal guilt in sin. Of what sin does the Holy Spirit convict the world? Jesus said, "He will convict the world of the sinfulness of unbelief, of the righteousness which is acceptable to God, and of the certainty and severity of divine judgment against evil." The Holy Spirit will convict the world of the sinfulness of unbelief because that is the greatest sin of all. It is not drunkenness, nor immorality, nor hatred, nor even murder. The sin which is the basic cause of human problems is rejection of Jesus Christ. Men are what they are because they have not submitted to the Lordship of Christ. The Bible says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now that is why the Spirit convicts sinners and calls them to personal faith in Jesus Christ. Consider first, the Holy Spirit convicts men of unbelief because refusal to believe God and trust Him is a gross sin. The Bible speaks to men that they might be able to believe God's Word and trust Him. God has spoken through His created universe, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Man perverted that revelation, however, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beast and creeping things, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. So God's revelation through creation went unheeded. But God has spoken to man through chosen messengers, whom we call prophets. But the message of the prophets was so often ignored. Sometimes the prophets were praised but not obeyed. Sometimes the prophets were rejected, even to the point of martyrdom. Much of the word of God by the prophets was given no opportunity to bear fruit in the lives of the people. God spoke to man also through His written word. At various points of history, the sacred scriptures have been revered, and at other points, it has been rejected. As His greatest and final revelation, God spoke to man through His only begotten Son. God Himself came in the person of Jesus, lived among men, and made them know the right and good way. He went so far as to die for them in a painful and cruel death by crucifixion, so that they might be freed from sin. In Jesus Christ, God's greatest message has been delivered. But today, God speaks to people through the Holy Spirit. The Spirit takes the message of God revealed through nature, through human messengers, through the written word, and through Jesus Christ, His Son, and puts that message into the hearts of men and of women. The person who rejects the Christian message and turns from it without faith is rejecting the revelation of God Himself. Now, what else can God do other than what He has already done in making His message known to men? The Holy Spirit is in the world to make men realize the sinfulness of unbelief of that message. Hear this solemn word of 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Think of it. Unbelief is the equivalent of calling God a liar. It is a monstrous sin. Consider the second truth. The Holy Spirit convicts men of unbelief because it is basic to all other sin. Now, why do people go on in sin? Why do they ignore the Bible and the messengers of God to persist in their sin? The answer of Romans 13:18 is, there is no fear of God before their eyes. Now, that means men pursue sin because they have no respect for God. Men continue in sin because they do not really believe what God has said about sin. You see, God said sin brings death. He has said sin ends in a judgment of condemnation. He has said sin leads to an eternity in hell. Why then do men persist in sin? Well, people continue in sin because they do not believe what God has said about sin. One act often leads to another until a person is committed to a course of action which is harmful to him. Now, that's true in the religious realm. One sin leads to another. The sin which sets a person on the wrong course, makes all other sins possible in his experience, is the sin of rejection of God's message. The sin of unbelief is basic to all other sins. So if you would live godly, flee from unbelief. A third principle. The Holy Spirit convicts men of unbelief because unbelief is the sin which condemns the soul. The appeal of God through the New Testament records is a call for men to repent of sin and to believe the gospel. Now, why is there an appeal to faith? Well, Mark 16:16 replies, "He that believeth not shall be damned." John 3:18 continues, "He that believeth on him," that is on Jesus, "is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." John 3:36 adds, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. But he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him." Now, Jesus himself spoke these solemn words, "If ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." You see, a person does not go to hell for lying or stealing and such like. Those sins of the flesh are but an indication of a much deeper and more serious sin of the Spirit, the sin of the rejection of Jesus Christ. It is the sin of unbelief, the sin of the rejection of God's only Son, and that sin alone which condemns a person to hell. The Holy Spirit convicts men of the sinfulness of unbelief in order that he might lead them to faith in Jesus Christ. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." God is committed to save them that believe. Now, you are no exception. The Holy Spirit has come to convict you of the sinfulness of unbelief, in order to lead you to salvation through personal faith in Christ the Savior. Father, thank you that you love us so much you will not leave us alone in our sin. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who today convicts people to bring them out of condemning unbelief to life-giving faith. Grant that many may respond this moment with the yes of faith to the message of God through Jesus Christ the Savior. Amen.